Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Down a line, I figure that it's engine number 49. She's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. See the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that she knows she's gonna meet a friend. Folks around these parts get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she comes. Jim, you better get the rig. Ooh, she's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell, all the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
All aboard! All aboard!
Chugga, 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 ooh, ooh. Let her rip, chugga, let her rip, chugga, Mr. Chugga. Engineer. Gotta go far away from here while the man at the fire shovels on the coal. Stick your head out the cab, watch the drivers roll. See the towns and the roads go whizzing by. Fare thee well, Laramie, Albuquerque, high. Yes, sirree, here we are going all the way.
Boss will quit till we hit California, yeah.
You better get the rig. She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll all want lifts to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell.
All the way from Philadelphia
on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
And this morning, we're going to be marking the Oscars, looking ahead to tonight and the 83rd presentation of the famous awards given by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to those working in the motion picture industry. Well, one of those awards is for the best original song in a film released in the year previously. And this morning, we're going to be listening to some of the songs that have been recognized over the years as part of the award. Well, the song we've just heard, it won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1946. It had music by Harry Warren, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the song was, of course, on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. It was featured in the film The Harvey Girls. It was performed there on screen by Judy Garland. We've just listened to the version that was recorded by the song's lyricist in the year. Johnny Mercer, along with the vocal group The Pied Piper. It went on to become a number one hit for Mercer, as well as scooping the Academy Award for 1946. Well, that's what we're going to listen to today, are some of the songs that made it to the lists. Some were winners, some were just nominated, didn't quite make it into the winner's circle. Over the years, from the beginning of the award to 1960. Well, our next song was also featured in a film starring Judy Garland, this time in 1940, Strike Up the Band. Well, the song was Our Love Affair, and it was written by Arthur Freed and Roger Edens, and it was nominated for an Academy Award in 1940. Well, unfortunately, this delightful song didn't quite win the award, but it did go on to become a hit for several performers. Now, we're going to listen to the version recorded in 1940 by Tommy Dorsey and a young male vocalist who just joined his organization, One Frank Sinatra. And after that, we're going to go back a few years to listen to the very first song to win the Academy Award for Best Original Song. Well, actually, the Best Song Oscar was not one of the awards in the first days or the first years of the awards process. It wasn't introduced until 1934 at the 7th Academy Awards. And the winner that year came from a film starring the team of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and that was The Gay Divorcee. Well, it was performed by that fabulous couple in the movie, had words by Herb Magidson, and music by Con Conrad. Well, the song is, of course, The Continental, and its screen performance and the song itself has become part of screen history over the years. We're going to hear the version that was performed or recorded by Leo Reisman and his orchestra the same year. And the vocal, by the way, on this one is also provided by the band leader Leo Reisman. Two songs from the Academy Awards, and we will listen first to Our Love Affair, Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra.
Thank you. beautiful music.
Yes, sir.
Dangerous rhythm. You kiss while you're dancing. It's continental, very continental. You sing while you're dancing. Your voice is gentle and sentimental. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. You'll find that you're dancing, that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're looking forward to tonight and the Oscars. I think it's the 83rd, is it? Did I mention that? The 83rd annual, yes, presentation of the famous awards given by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Oscars. And we are looking back over years gone by at some of the songs that featured in the nomination process and some in the winner's circle for the Best Original Song at the Oscars. And we've just heard two of them. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra brought us Our Love Affair, that was nominated in 1940 from the Harvey Girls, I believe. No, sorry. It was from Strike Up the Band. And we also heard the winner in 1934, the very first song to win an Academy Award, The Continental, from The Gay Divorcee, performed by Leo Reisman and recorded in 1934. Well, our next winner is from 1945, and that was written by the legendary songwriting team of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, and I think they had quite a few in the winner's circle. One of many songs that they wrote for stage and screen. And the one we're going to hear right now is It Might As Well Be Spring. Yes, you've heard this one before, haven't you? It was introduced in the film State Fair. It was sung there by Luann Hogan. We're going to listen to the recording made a few years later, actually in 1952, by singer Rosemary Clooney. And the Harry James Orchestra is joining her on that one. And then we're going to go back to 1936. And we're going to hear a song from a film, Susie. Now, not a household name in films, but it did manage to get one of its songs nominated that year. And we'll hear that shortly. The film itself was in 1936. I think whether it was released then or that was when it was, I think that was when the song was nominated. Anyway, the film starred Jean Harlow, Francois Tone, and Cary Grant. Oh, what a team, eh? And the song was Did I Remember? And it was written by Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson. Sung in the film by Sylvia Frews. It was nominated, as I mentioned, for an award that year. Unfortunately, it didn't win. It's a lovely song nonetheless. And we're going to hear the version that was recorded in the same year by Billie Holiday. And on that one, I should mention, by the way, you'll be hearing some nice clarinet. And that's actually from Artie Shaw. Some nice piano from Joe Bushkin. And Bunny Berrigan is joining them on trumpet. It's two songs from two lovely ladies, and we'll start with Rosemary Clooney and the winner for 1945, It Might As Well Be Spring.
Thank you. restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I am starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
Dear, I remember. and pray forevermore you are mine.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
It's official. It's tax time again. If you want help filing this year, call and make your appointment with DoubleCheck Income Tax Services. DoubleCheck has been a trusted and reliable tax professional for 28 years now. DoubleCheck can do either Ontario or Quebec taxes. They specialize in helping independent business owners and landlords. They're centrally located at 251 Bank Street at Cooper, Suite 502. Don't delay getting that refund. Call DoubleCheck Income Tax at 613-235-3933. That's 613-235-3933.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're here at the University of Ottawa, 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're going back into the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, and listening to some of the songs that were considered for the Academy Award for Best Original Song in Movies. We are looking ahead to this evening, to the Oscars, and we're also looking back to Oscar history and listening to some of the music that the fans listened to and saw performed on their movie screens and, of course, made it onto record as well. We just heard from two. One was the song nominated in 1940, Our Love Affair. We heard the version by Tommy Dorsey and Frank Sinatra. Sorry, I missed that out. We have just heard this song. I apologize. No, that one in 1945, Rosemary Clooney and Harry James brought us It Might As Well Be Spring from State Fair. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein wrote it, of course. Billie Holiday brought us the one of the nominees for 1936, Did I Remember, from the little-known movie Susie, written by Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson. Well, the Academy Awards presentation is now held in Hollywood, and it honors films released in the previous year. The very first one took place in 1929. It wasn't quite the extravaganza that we have now. It seems to have been a fairly quiet affair. Actually, it took place, I believe, at a dinner at a hotel in Hollywood in May of that year. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the award for Best Original Song wasn't one of the ones in the first few presentations. It was actually introduced at the 7th annual award ceremony, honoring films for 1934. Well, the rules of the Academy stipulate that the award is to be presented to the songwriters who have composed the best original song written specifically for a film in the year. Nominations for the award can be made by Academy members who are also songwriters and composers, and the winners are chosen by the Academy membership as a whole. Well, our next song was nominated for the Best Song Award in 1956. It was written by that wonderful songwriter Cole Porter, who, despite being one of the foremost songwriters of his and our time for stage and screen, never quite managed to have one of his songs make it into the winner's circle. And I was quite surprised to discover that. Well, in 1956, his screen musical High Society was released, and it starred Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and Grace Kelly. And there were certainly some memorable songs, as there always were in Cole Porter musicals. And one of the loveliest from the film is True Love, and it was sung by Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly. And we'll hear them perform it for us this morning from 1956. Well, 20 years previously, and we're going to go back to 1936 again, the songwriting team of Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern, producers of some of the loveliest popular music, had one of their songs make it to the winner's circle, to the podium. The Way You Look Tonight, from the film Swing Time, where it was sung by Fred Astaire, and it won the Oscar that year. We're going to hear a version recorded 10 years later, well, actually 11 years later, by crooner Vic Damone. And I think you'll agree that the combination of Vic Damone's voice and the music and words of that wonderful songwriting team of Kern and Fields is really quite exquisite. We'll start with another exquisite team, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, and True Love from High Society.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me true love, so on it'll always be true love, true love for you. Have a guardian angel on high with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever.
Sure. word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. Touches my foolish heart. Your lovely never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look
Just the Way You Look Tonight, by Vic Damone, recorded in 1947. Oh, about 11 years after, that song won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in the movie Swing Time. It was written by Dorothy Fields and Jerome Kern. And we heard first from Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly from the movie High Society, and the Cole Porter number True Love. It was nominated for an Academy Award in 1956. It didn't win, unfortunately, but it's just a lovely, lovely song and beautifully performed by the two stars of the movie. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we are listening to songs that were nominated and in some cases won the Academy Award for Best Original Song at the Oscars. And we're looking forward to tonight, to the 83rd annual presentation ceremony. And there's some good movies and great actors and some nice music being nominated this year, so it should be fun. We're going to go back now to 1938, which was a bumper year for nominations for Best Original Song. At the Oscars, 10 songs made it into the lineup of nominations. Though I must say that the most in one year was 1944, and there were 14 songs nominated. So they had quite the job picking the winner that year. I think that the Academy found that a bit too much. So they limited the number after that of nominations to 5. And that's what it is now, I believe. Well, in 1938, one of the nominations was for an Irving Berlin number, Now It Can Be Told, which was performed by Don Ameche in the film Alexander's Ragtime Band. So very, very traditional Berlin number. We're going to hear a recording made 20 years later by the lovely song singing team. So I'm trying to say the vocal team of Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan from their LP Passing Strangers. It's 1957. Well, 6 years after that song won was nominated to the Oscars, the Oscar, this is in 1944, went to the songwriting team of Johnny Burke and James Van Heusen for the song Swinging on a Star. And of course, that was from the film Going My Way. That film starred, of course, Bing Crosby, and the song went on to win the Oscar, become a number one hit for him, and he also won an Oscar himself for his role in the film as Best Actor. So lots of success there, and we will hear the version that Bing sung in the film from 1944, Swinging on a Star. And another, I'm going to go back to Irving Berlin for a song after that. Another Irving Berlin song was in the list of nominations in 1946 from the film Blue Skies. The song You Keep Coming Back Like a Song was performed again by Bing Crosby. He did a lot of singing in movies in the 40s. So we're going to hear the recording that was made by someone else, and that will be Ella Fitzgerald. Lovely, lovely voice. Made in 1958 for her Berlin songbooks. You Keep Coming Back Like a Song. And we'll start with Billy Eckstein's Sarah Vaughan, and one of the nominees in 1938 for the Best Oscar for Song. Song for Best Oscar is what I'm trying to say. Sorry. Oscar for Best Song. I'm going to get it right, no matter how long it takes me. Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, Now It Can Be Told.
All the world's great lovers have been glorified. History's placed them in a romantic mood. In between book covers, they are side by side. But the real thing hasn't been written yet. Now it can be told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story.
The greatest story they ever knew is waiting to unfold.
Now it can be told as an inspiration. Every other tale of boy meets girl is just an imitation.
Would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long funny ears, kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and
and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar. And be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys aren't in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
A song, a song that keeps saying, remember the sweet used to be that was once you. Like an old melody, the perfume of roses in May returns to my room in December. A song. Keep coming back.
Carcassonne. You keep coming back like a song. From Ella Fitzgerald, 1958. And that appeared in the film Blue Skies and was written by Irving Berlin. And it was nominated for an Academy Award in 1946. We also heard from Bing Crosby with Swinging on a Star, the winner of the Oscar for Best Original Song in 1944. And then before that, we heard Now It Can Be Told, recording made in 1957 by Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan, of the song, one of the songs that was nominated in 1938 for the Best Original Song Award, the Academy Awards ceremony. Well, that's what we've been listening to this morning on I've Heard That Song Before. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we've been going back over some of the Academy Awards in the past, looking at the songs that were considered for an Oscar for the Best Original Song. Some of them won, some didn't, but they're all lovely, lovely songs. And we've got three more for you this morning, and we're going to hear them from three lovely ladies. And we're going to go first to the winner of the 1953 award for Best Song. You've certainly heard this song before. It became a big hit for Doris Day, who sang it in the film Calamity Jane, and it is, of course, Secret Love. It was written by Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain, and it won the Oscar in 1953. Then we're going to go back 10 years to 1943 to a song from the team of Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. In fact, our final two songs of today from that songwriting team. We're going to hear in 1943 their composition, Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe. And that was nominated for an Academy Award. It was featured in the film Cabin in the Sky and performed by Ethel Waters in that film. And we'll hear the version that was from the film by Ethel Waters herself, Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, Cabin in the Sky. And for our final song today, we're going to hear again from the Arlen Harburg team back 4 years ago, 4 years before the song we're going to hear before this one. 1939 is what I'm trying to say. There's that songwriting team had won the Best Original Song Oscar with a song from the film Wizard of Oz. Well, that certainly was one of the most famous films ever made, and the winning song went on to become a legend in movie music, and we're going to hear the original version performed by the original star, Judy Garland, in that film of Over the Rainbow. Start with Doris Day and Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me, all too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, and why I'm so in love with you. Even told the golden daffodils, my secret love's no secret
It seemed like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He got a smile that made the lilac wanna grow. He got a way that made the angels heave a sigh. When they know little Joe's passing by. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me and it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me? That's all I ask to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Sometime the cabin gloomy and the table bare. Soon he kissed me, Lord, it's Christmas everywhere. Trouble fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I has to know. Seem like happiness is just a thing called Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe. Little Joe.
Thank you.
that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, birds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.